Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress-them-on-the-third-date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
It is the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on the Infinity Sports Network. I'm coming to you live from Atlanta, Georgia. Thank you to everybody tuned in and locked in all over North America. I don't know where you are. I don't know what you're doing. But I'm glad that you're here. Happy Friday to you. Hope it's been a good one. Getting you all set and ready for the weekend. Thank you to our producer holding it down tonight, my main man in New York City, Carlos Ortiz. This is when we get started. Oh, my goodness. I can't wait to tell you about this. This is when we get started. Every single weekday at 6 p.m. Eastern, 3 Pacific. You can always listen online on the free Odyssey app. You can listen locally on your Infinity Sports Network affiliate, SiriusXM Channel 158. And if you got a smart speaker, you ask it to play the Infinity Sports Network. I'm in a good mood. I am. NBA Finals all set and ready. Dallas Mavericks did what they were supposed to do. They got the Minnesota Timberwolves the hell up on out of here. And then we got game one next week. I absolutely love it. And so Dallas moves forward. Minnesota goes on vacation. We're going to talk about Caitlin Clark. She's kind of mouthy there. Well, verbally on a basketball court. She doesn't know when to shut up. May get her into some trouble. The Kansas City Chiefs, they were at the White House today. Kyrie Irving getting a lot of love. Drew Brees telling people that he wish he could have kept on playing. What a shock. We got an Olympic gold medalist that's going to play for the Bills. Bills are going to try everything. And then, of course, later on in the show, I'm going to tell you about a few things that took place this day in sports history. Here's the deal. If you want to talk to me, it's simple. The phone number is 855-212-4227. That's 855-212-4227. If you use the internet, you can find me there as well. I am at JR Sport Brief. That's at JR Sport Brief everywhere on social media. Before we do anything, before I move on, and also, yeah, by the way, Stanley Cup playoffs are still rolling along. Edmonton and Dallas, they're tied at 2-2. This is going to be a beatdown. By the time we get to the finals, man, just teams are going to be tired as hell. Meanwhile, in the NBA, everybody's getting a week worth of rest. Before we move forward and talk about these Dallas Mavericks who have moved forward to now take on the Celtics, and we got a whole week just about to get into it. Carlos Ortiz, how you doing, man? You good?
Everything's good, JR. You know, normally I come in positive attitude, and today's no different, but I'm a little stressed. I'm not going to lie to you. I'm stressed out. You mentioned the NHL playoffs. Right. That other conference finals, man.
The East, the Rangers.
Listen, if you're a Florida fan, you're feeling fine. If you're a Ranger fan like me, kind of stressed out.
Kind of stressed. Well, you should be used to this being a Rangers fan. Am I wrong?
Well, I mean, my wife and I are new Rangers fans. We adopted the team 2 years ago. We really went all in on this season. And, a lot of heart palpitations. A lot of things I can't say on the family program. With my wife yesterday.
Okay. Well, I mean, you got a lot of time between now and tomorrow night when they play again. So just, I can tell you quite a few ways to de-stress. I think most of them are legal. And I just give it 24 hours, okay? 26 hours, you'll be fine.
Hey, I'm open to all suggestions. Just get me to Game 7. Game 7. I'll feel better than that.
Most definitely. And speaking of de-stressing, I kind of alluded to this a few seconds ago. And what a shock. No surprise here. This fight between Mike Tyson and Jake Paul, Carlos, it's being rescheduled for later this year.
And what a shocker.
Mike Tyson, Jake Paul fight postponed after Mike Tyson's ulcer flared up. Come on, man. Like, is this indicative of the fact that we don't need a fight? What else do we need to say about this?
The problem with this, JR, what does boxing have after this?
Oh, nothing.
They need the fight.
Do they? Come on now.
Not even a fight at this point. It's a spectacle. But, you know, they need something. They need something to draw eyeballs in. I'm curious, even if I'm not even entertained by it. I'm just curious.
This is Mike Tyson's statement. I want to thank my fans around the world for their support and understanding during this time. Unfortunately, due to my ulcer flare-up, I've been advised by my doctor to lighten my training for a few weeks to rest and recover. My body is in better overall shape than it has been since the 90s, and I will be back to my full training schedule soon. Jake Paul, this may have bought you some time, but in the end, you will still be knocked out and out of boxing for good. I appreciate everyone's patience, and I can't wait to deliver an unforgettable performance later this year. From what I'm seeing and what I'm looking at, it does not appear to be a set date. This was to take place in July, almost next month. Tomorrow's June 1st in Jerry's World in Dallas. And so it doesn't appear that it's going to happen. And what a shock. I think it was over the Memorial Day weekend holiday when we learned Mike Tyson had a medical emergency on a plane from Miami to Los Angeles. And everybody said, oh, it's fine. And then there was no emergency. And then Mike Tyson is okay. And now 4 days later, Mike Tyson is not okay, because Mike Tyson is, what, 58? Going to be 58 years old at the end of June? Like, come on now. This is one of the damn reasons that it's just like, why are we doing this? Mike Tyson is 58. I don't think Jake Paul is on the other side of his 30s. If he is, he's not. He's 27 years old. What are we doing? Come on. All the best to Mike Tyson. Carlos, is it wrong for me? You know, I don't want to wish harm on anybody. But there's a part of me that just goes, just call the fight, man. This is, like you said, it's not even a fight. It's an exhibition. Just call it off. Let's wipe it clean and move on. We don't need this.
Can I interest you in a replacement for Mike Tyson?
Oh, my God. Who is it?
Would you be interested in Ryan Garcia being a replacement?
Oh, my God. Ryan Garcia would beat the living hell out of this guy. And what's this guy's name? Jake Paul is heavier than him. And so, yeah, sure, if we need another spectacle, then why not? It's not the same type of drawing power because, you know, I think every human being, no, let me not say that, the majority of the public, people who don't even watch boxing, they know who Mike Tyson is. Ryan Garcia doesn't have that it. But it'd be a show. It would. He certainly built himself up after being online, getting beat up by Tank Davis, and all that spectacle nonsense with Haney, the failed drug test, acting like a lunatic, or maybe being a lunatic. Yeah, I guess he would suffice. I mean, but how many names are Tyson? Is that what you want to see? You want to see Ryan Garcia versus this guy?
I mean, I wasn't paying for either of them, but I'd be mildly interested.
Yeah, I'd pay to see anybody get beat up right now. And Ryan Garcia, he'd be outweighed by this guy, Jake Paul, but Ryan Garcia is like a real fighter. He would beat the living hell out of him. I'm almost certain of that. It won't happen for Jake Paul. So if you were interested, you just tuning in, Jake Paul and Mike Tyson, it's going to be rescheduled. It's not taking place in July in Dallas because of Mike Tyson's ulcer flare-ups. He is I don't want to age him too fast. He is going to be 58 years old at the end of June. Huh. Speaking of people getting beat up, they was getting beat up when I was on the air last night before I left. The Dallas Mavericks were beating the snot out of the Minnesota Timberwolves. And what did that mean last night? They beat them 4-1. The Dallas Mavericks go ahead and advance to their first NBA Finals since 2011 when they beat the Miami Heat. And lo and behold, the Dallas Mavericks' current coach, Jason Kidd, he was the starting point guard on that Dallas Mavericks team that was led by this giant man, 7 feet tall from Germany, Dirk Nowitzki. Luka Doncic, 36 points last night. He had 20 of these points in the first quarter. Kyrie Irving also finishing with 36 points. This was a beatdown. The final score, 124-103. The Dallas Mavericks led by 36 points in the third quarter. This was ugly. You know what? Because the Dallas Mavericks fans haven't heard this in a very long time, let's take a listen to Chuck Cooperstein from the Mavericks Radio Network as he delivered the final call.
McLaughlin will throw it in. Wendell Moore will bring it up. He'll take one final shot. It's no good. The horn sounds. And for the third time in Dallas Mavericks franchise history spanning 44 years, the Mavericks will play for the NBA championship, winners of the Western Conference, and winning it convincingly tonight in Game 5, 124-103.
Yeah, come on. The only people who wanted this series to kind of bleed on had to be Celtics fans. Because if you're a Celtics fan, why do you want a healthy Luka? Why would you want a healthy Anthony Edwards or anybody? You want them to beat the snot out of each other, and then you want to go out there and you want to pick the bones. You want to be a buzzard. The man I told you about who was on the last Dallas Mavericks championship team, Jason Kidd, he said, my guys, Luka Doncic and Kyrie Irving from New Jersey, they led the way.
Luka was able to be aggressive, and then Kai joined the party, and when those two are going, I thought, again, for them to come back after maybe not a great game in Game 4, those two responded at a high level, and they carried us tonight.
36 points apiece? Can it be any higher of a level after that? No, there isn't. I mean, if they do this in the finals, I don't think they will, but if they do this in the finals, they win it. They're going to be taking on a better team in the finals. The Celtics, let's be real, they were the best team throughout the entire regular season in the NBA. The Boston Celtics were rolling through the regular season like they were bored. They were like one of those kids in school that's just so bored. They're getting 90s and 95s and A's and A-pluses. They are so advanced, they're just taking it easy. They're relaxed. Meanwhile, everybody else like me, I'm like, what am I doing with this this algebra? Why they got this trigonometry in front of me? I don't need this stuff. I got to work. They're just going through it. The Celtics are damn good. And now they got to take on the Mavs. Are they as talented? We'll talk more about that later in the show. But we know at the top, man, Kyrie and Luka, they know how to get the job done. And for Kyrie Irving, this is almost like vindication. Kyrie Irving has been beat around and beat down in the court of public opinion for many of his opinions and vacillations, thoughts. Sometimes I don't know if he knows his own thoughts. And you might remember Kyrie Irving for hitting one of the biggest shots in NBA history in 2016 to help eliminate the Golden State Warriors. Kyrie Irving, through the ups, the downs, the rounds and rounds, he says, man, it feels good to be back in the finals.
Feels great, man. Definitely don't take this moment for granted because of how hard we had to work to get here. And we had to earn our spot into the NBA Finals. And we had to go against some great opponents, OKC, Clippers, Wolves. And I feel like they got us better as a team. They really challenged us on the defensive end. Made us focus in, and you know, I thanked every single one of them, like I did the previous two series, for making me better.
Oh, what a mature individual, right? Kyrie. Well, I guess when he just talks about basketball, everything sounds right in the world of Kyrie Irving. Everything sounds good. He sounds like a level-headed individual. Let's see what he does when he gets to Boston. Is he going to step on the logo at half court, step on that little leprechaun guy, Lucky? Is he going to run around with Sage? Is he going to do something to incite the fans who will already be ticked off that he is returning to Boston? We'll find out. And speaking of the fans, last night, Luka Doncic, man, he was cursing. He was wearing a fan out. Let me just say that. I can't even say cursing him out. There was a fan behind the baseline. Had like a, you know, a napkin, a handkerchief, called Luka Doncic a crybaby. The man dropped 20 points in the first quarter. Why are you bothering this man? Luka Doncic was screaming at this dude. Who's the crybaby now? Luka Doncic is looking at Snoop Dogg like, tell that idiot behind you to get his act together. Luka Doncic is not worried about any of these fans. He's not. A matter of fact, Luka said he really loves destroying the fans, their hearts, their souls, and stepping on their spirits.
It's a good feeling, man. I can't lie. Just go out there and, you know, it's us against them. Just stay together. But that feeling is great.
That's a sick man. That is a sick individual. You got to like it, though. Everybody likes a villain. Carlos, you like villains?
Oh, I'm all in on this.
Forget sports. Who's your just all-time? You got like a favorite villain?
You know what? I'll go with the Joker off the top of my head.
Oh, wow. Okay, that's a great one. I'll take your Joker, and I'll give you Darth Vader.
Okay, I'll see it.
That's it? We're not going back and forth? No?
See, here's the problem. I could just go litany of comics. I could go with Harvey Dent, Two-Face.
You're going to beat me. Okay, you're doing Batman. Okay, you said Joker. I said this man's name again, Darth Vader. Good guy and a bad guy. You say Two-Face. I haven't seen this. What's the guy with the Infinity Stones? What's that guy's
Thanos.
Name?
Thanos.
He's a bad guy, right?
Yeah, he's a real bad guy.
Yeah, okay. How about the first Terminator? He's a bad guy.
Oh, how about the second one, the T-1000?
Is that the second one or the third? That's the second
one. I lost count, but yeah, they were bad.
Yeah, I like bad guys. The Joker is an all-time great bad guy. Isn't there a list of this somewhere? Somebody made a list of like the best villains of all time?
I'm sure that there's plenty of those lists that people will debate about.
Wouldn't the consensus be somewhere between the Joker and Darth Vader?
Yeah, I would think so. I would think Joker's pretty high up there. Darth Vader, I don't know. It's a little bit conflicted.
Because he's good.
He's Luke's dad.
All villains, well, don't ruin a movie for people who haven't
seen
it.
It's been
30
plus years. If they haven't figured it out by now, then they'll never watch it.
I said 50. No, but aren't all villains conflicted, right?
No, some of it just evil to be evil.
Okay, all right. Touche. Well, Luca, I don't know about him. I did see Michael Finley snatch a beer out of his hand last night. I saw some people say, well, why can't he enjoy a beer? This is what a lot of people may not know. I'll give you an inside secret. Luka Doncic, over the years, there have been some issues with him having too many beers. And so in a post-game celebration, even though it's a beer, maybe Michael Finley already saw him down one, okay? Let's relax. I like this. I like bad guys. I like all bad guys. Not true. I like villains in sports. I like the bad guys. I like them, except for Reggie Miller. Can't stand that man. Can't even listen to him. If there's one good thing about the NBA on TNT probably ending, it'd be the fact that Reggie Miller is likely going to end with it. But anyway, we got a great NBA Finals that gets started next Thursday up in Boston with the Dallas Mavericks taking on the Celtics. We got a week to talk about it. We're going to talk about it more tonight as well. We're going to get into Caitlin Clark, Mike Tyson and his ulcers. What a world that we live in. Didn't know that that'd be a news headline. We got so much to do. What we're going to do right now is take a break. And when we come back on the other side, this part sucks. We got to talk about the losers. Yeah, what happened to Anthony Edwards, the next Michael Jordan? What happened to that? We'll discuss it. It's the JR Sport Brief Show, just getting warmed up on the Infinity Sports Network.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Your favorite NFL team is getting ready for a new season of football. From OTAs to minicamp, Odyssey is your home for local sports talk and coverage all offseason long. Get updates on key storylines, rapid reactions, rookie reports, and more. From people who know the team the best, it's always football season with Odyssey. Stream the shows you love on your computer, phone, smart speaker, or in the car with Android Auto or Apple CarPlay.
When you visit a state as big and diverse as Texas, there are a million different trips you can take. Let's say you've got an appetite for whitewater kayaking. You can get your own.
So this is why they call it Devil's River.
Trip to Texas. Or maybe you have an actual appetite. I'll take a pound of brisket, six ribs, three links of sausage, and a piece of pecan pie. Trip to Texas. Go to TravelTexas.com/get your own for the only trip to Texas that matters. Yours.
It is the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on the Infinity Sports Network. Hey, Carlos, quick, what's your favorite word?
Why you got to do them like short? Can't say that word.
Okay.
But you know,
okay.
But you know I know this.
Yeah, blow the whistle. Yeah, not a lot of whistles blown last night in the NBA Western Conference Finals. A fast game, wasn't it? Come on now. A blowout. The Mavs beat the Wolves 124-103. Luka Doncic and Kyrie Irving, they both score 36 points. Meanwhile, the Timberwolves, they go home. Season's over. No more talk about Anthony Edwards. They did have a nice Adidas commercial. It's nice how the shoe companies, they got something whether you win, whether you lose, you get hurt. They got something for everything. And so they have an entire commercial that's out already about Anthony Edwards responding to haters, because everybody who doesn't, you know, not, you're not even say that. Everyone who has a differing opinion from you is a hater. One of the laziest things that has crept into the American vocabulary. You disagree, you're a hater. Come on, do better than that. Use a different word. Use a different adjective. Can you do it? Are you capable? Anyway, they read off a message from Carmelo Anthony about him not being ready. It's just like, relax. Whatever feeds the machine and feeds the beast, whatever gets the people going, I guess it's really all that matters. And so Anthony Edwards is done. Last night, he finished the game with 28. Karl Anthony Towns also finished the game with 28, except for Karl Anthony Towns, once again, forgot how to hit a three-pointer. He was 1 of 6 from downtown. Rudy Gobert had 9 points. Nobody else on the team had more than 9. The Minnesota Timberwolves could not hit a damn thing. They were cooked. I mean, after we got past that first quarter, that second quarter, when they went on a run, they were tied at 18. And after that, it was just off to the races. Minnesota Timberwolves, they got to start again. They are a team that has never been to an NBA Finals. Now, I get it. The Minnesota Timberwolves have only been around since, what, like 89, 90. There's still babies here. They're trying to get to that first Finals. Couldn't get past the Western Conference Finals with Kevin Garnett. And I think with Anthony Edwards here, I think they got a good chance, although the West is tough. It is ridiculous. Somebody eventually is going to have to go, right? Well, I'll get to that in a second. Let's hear from the people that lost, unfortunately, last night. Let's start off with Anthony Edwards. He was asked by a reporter about the season being finito.
What's your emotions as the season now comes to an end about what you accomplished and where it fell short?
I just said we'll be back next year.
Do you think this is something that you just have to go through experience to kind of build on?
Unfortunately, it's going through it with a loss, but I guess so.
Yeah. You got to appreciate the guy's confidence. He's had confidence all the way until they lost. I mean, come on now. He was straightforward. He was also asked about his message to the squad.
I just told him, like, y'all know that we're going to be right back in the same position next year. So y'all know how y'all need to train to get ready, and include myself, like, you know, because we trained this year as if we was going to just play 82 games, maybe one round of the playoffs. We didn't know we was going to go this far. So we didn't train like it this summer. I know nobody did, especially myself. So I think this summer is going to be huge for all of us, because we know what type of team we got and we know what we're capable of. So we need to train like we know what we're going to do.
Damn, the honesty. How often do you hear? I don't think I've ever heard an athlete say, I did not train for the long. I didn't expect to be this far. I didn't expect to be in the Western Conference Finals. I don't hear that honesty. I mean, this is the same week that we had Ben Simmons. We had another photo of Ben Simmons working out in a dark gym, like he's taking glamour photos. Why doesn't this guy just be a model? Just quit bat. Well, the checks are too good, I guess. Might as well get paid for doing nothing and be a model, as opposed to be a model and not get paid. So I guess Ben Simmons is actually a genius. Anyway, let's get back to people who actually play basketball. Anthony Edwards, his teammate, Carl Anthony Towns. This is what he had to say about this season being a wrap.
Disappointed for sure. I think it's simple. Got to the Western Conference Finals, you know, couldn't get the job done. It hurts, you know. This team has worked tremendously hard, not only improving ourselves as players, but as a team, collectively, just playing together, trusting the process through the ebbs and flows of the seasons and all the adversity. We found a way to always stick together and move forward together. So disappointed for us.
I think people are disappointed in you. I think people are disappointed in you. You're shooting, what, not even 30% from the field for the series? You should be disappointed in yourself. Not everybody's built for these big moments now. Not everybody is. Everybody can't be Larry Bird. Everybody can't be Reggie Miller. Everybody can't be Robert Horry. Everybody can't be Walt Clyde Frazier. Maybe Carl Anthony Towns will be better next year. Maybe the whole team will be better. Carl Anthony Towns, he's what, like 28 years old? Anthony Edwards is 22. And brutally honest, which you got to appreciate. Too many of these dudes are lying out their teeth every day to themselves and the media. Chris Finch was running around. Scratch that. Walking slowly and gingerly around the court with a busted up, blown knee from the first round. He was asked whether or not these Timberwolves, is it because they were babies? Is that why y'all lost?
Yeah, I mean, I'm sure there's some of that, you know, but we had chances early on in this series to make it, you know, more of an even series, you know, and there was probably going to be one of these games in this series one direction or another. And, you know, tonight for us, it was it went against us in a big way.
Yeah, it went against you. And help me out, Chris Finch. Did you guys blow it, or did Dallas take it from you?
Congratulations to the Mavericks. You know, they won the series. They earned the series. They deserve the series. So congrats to them and their entire staff. And, you know, they were led by two world-class players that played at a world-class level.
Yeah. I thought the series was going to be closer. I don't remember what I said. I do. I picked the Dallas Mavericks, and it was because of Kyrie Irving and Luka Doncic. I figured when the going got tough, that the two guys who know how to put the ball in the basket all the time would do so, and that's what happened. Did I think that this squad that just beat the defending champs, did I think that these Timberwolves would only win one game? Hell no. I thought at minimum they'd win two. Timberwolves go home with a whimper. Carlos, what is it? Is it Timberwolf? Is it a real wolf, or did they make this up for them?
I think he just added the word timber because, you know, there's real wolves, but have you ever seen a timber wolf specifically?
I haven't, no. I don't think I've ever seen a real wolf. You've seen a real wolf in your life, like out in the wild?
No, out in the wild? Crazy. I wouldn't be here to work with you.
No, you could see. No, really?
Well, they hunt in packs. You see one, that means there's three more you don't see.
So that means you see a wolf, you're dead.
Well, not inherently, but yeah, right, you're in danger.
Right. Okay. Is a wolf and a coyote the same thing? They're two different things, right?
A coyote, you could, if you want to be lazy, it's a small wolf.
A coyote's not a wolfy dog?
Yeah, it's like a mix between a dog. You know, it's more wolf in terms of feral, but, you know, it's like the size of a dog.
Okay, I got something to Google here. There's a lot going on between the wolf-dog family. Like, don't get me started on a fox is a smaller version than that, right?
Yeah, so it's a whole canine kingdom.
And we got them at home. Look at that. Look at us humans doing it big, domesticating the baby wolves, or whatever the hell we want to call them. Anyway, the Timberwolves, they got plenty of time to Google it as they are on vacation. And Karl Anthony Towns on his way out the door, and really, he might be on his way out the door, he's happy for the Timberwolves fans. Listen to him.
I'm just happy after, you know, all the years I've been here and all the ups and downs to see the city come together so much for this team. It's heartwarming, you know, for someone who's been here and who's seen both sides, you know, to just see how much love these fans have given us and how much excitement we've given them in this playoff run as well in this season. You know, it brings joy to me because, like I said, I've seen the other side of it.
Man, get in the gym. There's the man that said he took 1,500 shots in a day because he stunk. So he took 1,500 three-point shots. Like, come on, bro. What is he going to tell us next? I took 1,500 three-point shots at every spot on the floor. Is that what he's going to do? Come on. I went baseline to baseline, taking threes, 1,500 threes in every corner. Stop it, man. And he might be done. Maybe not this year, but look, they have traded for Rudy Gobert. They gave up 4 first-round picks. You already got Anthony Edwards on a max contract as a 22-year-old that he got last year and didn't even kick in yet. Like, they can't afford all of these dudes. Who you think is going to go? It may not be this year. It may not be this offseason. It may take another year. Karl Anthony Towns is eventually going to get the boot. You better kiss the backsides of those fans in Minnesota and the owners, too. Whoever the hell is going to own the team. Is it Laurie and A-Rod? Is it Glenn Taylor? Might as well just kiss everybody's backside because you don't know when you're going to be gone. At least when he goes on vacation, his vacation is nicer than mine, I assume. Anyway, congratulations to the Timberwolves. You made it this far. Go get in the gym. Anyway, it's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on the Infinity Sports Network. You lose in the playoffs, you go home. If you win the championship, you get invited to the White House. Guess who was at the White House today? I'm going to tell you on the other side of the break. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here on the Infinity Sports Network. And right now, it's a news flash. Here he is, Rich Ackerman. Oh, I like this. Oh, yeah, this is very much me. Hail to the Chief. Or the Chiefs, not me. Okay. Anyway, congratulations to the Kansas City Chiefs. They made it back to the White House, the People's House. They were on the Great Lawn. They were in the Oval Office. And whatever else that you do when you go to the White House. Maybe you go there and you steal some candy. I don't know what you do. You steal a pen. I don't know. In a wild way, I've never been to the White House. I haven't. I've been a lot of times. I've gone to D.C. I got a lot of friends who go and work in public policy. I've never been. There's something wrong with me. Carlos, you ever been to the White House?
I've walked by it.
Yeah, I don't even know how many times I've walked by it. I've lost count a lot. The Chiefs, they didn't have to worry about it. They were there. The Kansas City Chiefs, they were honored for their recent Super Bowl victory against those Niners, where they have gone back-to-back. The first team to do that in about 20 years. We haven't seen that since the New England Patriots. And all the Chiefs were there. Maybe not all of them, but the ones you would think are there, or some of the famous ones were there. Patrick Mahomes was there. Travis Kelce was there. And then even some controversial Chiefs were there. Rashee Rice was there. Yeah, innocent until proven guilty. It doesn't matter how fast he was going in that car or who or what he hit. He's not guilty. Yet. He was at the White House. Harrison Butker. He was at the White House, too. He was. He showed up. Carlos, you want to know who didn't join him at the White House? You want to take the bait on that one?
No, I won't. I'm not biting
that. Harrison Butker was there. He was. And, of course, President Biden was there. Because why have the champs arrive and not have the president? Listen to the president of the United States of America, President Biden. He welcomed back the Chiefs to the White House.
Welcome back. Welcome back to the White House. Super Bowl 58 champions, the Kansas City Chiefs. The first team in 20 years to win back-to-back. Winning back-to-back. I kind of like that.
Yeah, he said he's trying to win back-to-back himself. Okay, we'll see in 5 months. Anyway, Travis Kelce was there. I told you that. He wasn't joined by his significant other, not because he thinks she belongs in the kitchen, but because she's on like a global tour. I don't know where Taylor Swift is, but she's not in America. Probably making $3 million a night by singing songs that I've never heard of in my life. Carlos, you know any Taylor Swift songs? All I know is Shake It Off.
I know that album. Was it the 1989 album? I know a couple songs from there.
Oh, who was playing it? You were playing it?
No, I wasn't playing it, but I'm lying. I do have it in my library. JR, yeah, I do have
okay.
it.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Blank Space, Out of the Woods, Style. Those are the ones I know off the top of my head.
Oh, okay. I don't know anything. I just know that she makes music to trash her boyfriends, and now she's with this guy.
Yeah, that next album's going to be fire if they break up.
Oh, wow. Nobody wants to see that. We want happy relationships.
Unless you want good music, then you don't want this to work out.
Oh, yeah, you're right. A lot of great music comes from heartbreak. Good point. Anyway, somebody who didn't want his heart broken or his ass was Travis Kelce, because he spoke at the podium today and he wanted to make sure that he did not get himself in any trouble.
My fellow Americans, it's nice to see you all yet again. I'm not going to lie, President Biden, they told me if I came up here, I'd get tased, so I'm going to go back to my spot, all right?
They actually gave him, did you see the Carlos? They gave him a helmet and he put it on?
Yes. Yeah, that was toward the end of the stream and struggled at first, but he got it on there.
Oh, my God. That's dangerous for him. That's dangerous, man.
Oh, you just pissed off 31 other franchises.
Why? What I say? What I do?
No, not you. I'm talking about the president. You put on that helmet. Now everybody's gonna be like, oh, he's a Kansas City Chief fan. Now everybody's out against us.
Oh, sure, right. You think he lost voters today by wearing the Chiefs? Like Raider fans aren't gonna vote for him?
Something
now?
Seemingly innocuous. Yes, I firmly believe there are like 12 people in Denver that are like, we're not voting for this guy anymore.
We're not voting for him. He put a Chiefs helmet on.
That's right.
Oh man, could you imagine? Like, okay, let's think about a team. Name a team that you think will never make the Super Bowl in your lifetime. Never win it. Name one.
Chargers.
Oh, come on. They got Harbaugh in there. Now they got a quarterback.
Okay, and the rest of the roster is aging. They just traded away their best receiver.
Your lifetime, I mean, I hope you live another, 80 years, however long you want to live, but come on.
I feel very good about that. I've called the Chargers the Lords of No Rings.
Damn. Couldn't get any closer to, now the Lions are good. Can't use them. The Jets are, give me two seasons. I may proclaim the Jets as a team that'll never win. You know what? The NFL is so much parity. How about that? It's like you feel every team has an opportunity to win. Every team. All of them. Yeah. The Minnesota Vikings seem kind of cursed. Yeah. Imagine Biden in a Vikings helmet. Can't see it.
What about a Browns helmet?
Yeah, that one. That one, too. And then let's just give them the Jets. If I ever see the New York Jets at the White House, I'm just going to pass out. It seems too good to be true.
The only way Rodgers is going to get to the White House is with Robert Kennedy.
Oh. Didn't Robert Kennedy have the brain-eating thing happen to him?
I don't know.
Oh, okay. All right, yeah.
Well, sounds terrible.
Well, there's a lot of things that sound terrible. Brain-eating things, Rodgers in the White House. But anyway, they did have some good positive things today besides Biden putting on that helmet. President Biden actually wanted to commend the Chiefs. You might remember this. This is a disgusting thing. It happens way too frequently. Remember the idiots that were, or at least were shooting at each other at the parade? Had to mar a parade that was supposed to be positive and uplifting for the community? President Biden said, man, I got to give y'all credit for how y'all handled that.
Just then, Kansas City was celebrating your incredible win. We saw pride giving way to tragedy. A loving mom, beloved local DJ, was gunned down. Dozens were injured, 11 kids in the hospital. And amid the chaos, this team stepped up again. Trey helped pull people to safety. James, who lost his own father to gun violence, reassured kids they'd be okay. One teen remembers Coach Reed giving him a hug, telling him, just breathe, just breathe. When one boy was separated from his dad, Clyde helped keep him from harm. The boy's dad later said, and I quote, you can be an athlete for only so long, but you can be a great human being for the rest of your life. And Clyde is exceptional.
Oh, well, you had to have that. It's still a political event, right? It's taking place at the White House. And shout outs to the Chiefs. Yeah, I mean, when that went down, there was a lot of them that were helping out. And so to put a bow on this, it wasn't all that exciting. If you consider, you know, President Biden throwing on a helmet exciting, then you didn't miss out on much. And then, of course, you had the owner who spoke. Clark Hunt, the notorious cheapskate, who allegedly promised the Chiefs a better locker room. He gave us the canned stuff about how sports makes us all better.
The amazing thing about sports is how they can bring a community together. Over the past few years, the men behind me have elevated the status of Kansas City and united football fans across the country and throughout the world. There's a lot that can divide us today, but for so many of us, sports provide a unifying joy that we all need.
Man, I know the Kansas City Chiefs players were looking at this man saying, shut up and go fix the locker room. You should be on the phone with the contractors right now and you're over here reading us canned speeches. Nobody wants to hear you. This man has a whole mansion in a suite in the skybox of the stadium. And the Chiefs locker room is being held together with popsicle sticks and Elmer's glue. Like, come on, man. Nobody wants to hear you talk about sports uniting us. Owners always got to feel like they're saying something important. Anyway, congratulations to the Kansas City Chiefs. They made it back to the White House. And damn it, you know they're going to try to go again next year. Would you be shocked if they were back? I wouldn't. As long as Mahomes is there, they always got a chance, okay? It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on the Infinity Sports Network. Minnesota Timberwolves going home. No White House for them next year. The Dallas Mavericks, they're going to Boston. There's a chance for them to go to the White House. Could you imagine Kyrie Irving and Luka in the White House? That would be a big old event. They got to get past Boston first. When we come back on the other side of the break, speaking of Boston, Kyrie Irving is going to make his return. What a ways that Kyrie Irving has come, right? This man has gone from flat earther and a bunch of other things back to the NBA Finals. Who would have thought? We're going to talk about Kyrie on the other side. We got a guest. We got a lot to do. It's the JR Sport Brief Show, the Infinity Sports Network. Happy Friday. Don't move.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
I meant those blackout motorized shades.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. I installed these and then got some for my mom, too. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Hall of Fame son.
They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 40% off site-wide. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.